Now I have to tell a story of two brave Texas men who rode for the Rangers away, away back when the law was a 45 in a Texan's hand. Now let's let the story live on again. Clinton Merrill was the youngest. He was a handsome man. The ladies called him Clint. He was always fast with them. But against the outlaws, he was faster with a gun. Yes, he was the one that put them on the run. Sam Hawkins was the other, the marksman of the band. He was tough and he was steady, a rock of a man. That is why those around him always called him Flynn. Any that stood against him, it would be their end. It started in Amarillo when the express it was wrong. Yes, the Parsons brothers were there to do the job, but the Rangers came upon them, and the battle it began. And when the outlaws rode away, there were only 10. The Rangers took up pursuit. There were only 2 of them. At Bitter Springs they got them, and they fought them once again. For 5 hours the outlaws, there they made a stand. Finally they rode off again, but only 8 of them. At the Richards Ranch the outlaws found a friend. But the Rangers, they reappeared and fought them once again. When the outlaws rode away, Richards he lay dead. And one of the outlaws laid there with him. Flint, he was wounded, but he wouldn't let them in. He stayed to the saddle, and they donned them once again. The outlaws tried to make a stand on the Williams Trail. The Rangers drove them off again. By God, they wouldn't fail. The outlaws tried to get supplies at the Hawkins Ranch, but they were driven off. Nothing for the men. The Rangers were welcome. They treated Prince ammunition and provisions. They were on the trail again. Outside of Fort Worth, it came to an end. Richard Parsons tried to surrender, but was shot by his brother Ben. The others turned against him, and the Rangers brought them in. But by then, there were only 4 of them. Now Flint, he lost his leg, but his story didn't end. He spent his days teaching others. Abraham. They married men of Texas, and the legend never ends. Clint rode for 7 more years, leading younger men. Then he married Murphy Brown and became a preaching man. They had 7 sons who were rangers every one. Who rode for Texas till their days were done. Well, that is my story of 2 brave Texas men who defended Texas away, away back when. Never let it be forgotten, the things that they did in. When Texas needed heroes that would ride on to the end, that would ride on to the end. Texas, yeehaw!